Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Before we jump into today's content, I want to invite all the guys, if you're listening to this, you're a guy or you know a guy living in the Sugar Hill, North Gwinnett area, I want to invite you to Man Church. Man Church is an amazing gathering of guys in our community where we spend some time together hanging out. We get challenged by our lead pastor, and it's just an awesome time together. And so we're kicking off the semester Sunday night, January the 29th at 5 p.m. You can swing by the website sugarhill.church/manchurch, no spaces or anything like that, and get all the details for the chili and Brunswick stew cook-off, fire pit, yard games, all that good stuff. But spread the word. We would love to see you and for you to bring your best chili with you January the 29th. Well, hey, on the climb, as we've been journeying this week, I want to talk about a very real aspect of the climb. It's something that all of us face, and it's how do we overcome the fear in the climb? Hey, I've noticed something really interesting. We often doubt our faith while we believe our fear. Haven't you seen that in your life? We doubt our faith while we believe our fears. See, as we're on the climb, the question is not whether or not we're going to have fear. It's not, are we going to be afraid or not? The question is, what are you going to do with that fear? Recently on a Sunday morning, we talked about worry. And what I've found is that our worries always grow out of our fears. So no matter what you worry about, whether it's your kids, your job, your health, whatever it is, there is fear behind that thing that you're worrying about. In Matthew chapter 8, the disciples were afraid because there was this crazy, overwhelming storm coming on them. So in the middle of their worry, they went to Jesus and they woke him up, and Jesus responded to them with this question. He said, "Why are you so afraid?" In other words, what Jesus is doing is he's causing them to question their fears. Now, why would he do that? Well, when we feel like our fears are the final authority, when we feel like those fears are the period in the sentence, then those fears end up guiding our lives. They shape us. They affect us. But when we start to question our fears, when we replace that period with the question mark and we question those fears, what we do is we begin to realize that they are not the final authority. God is. One of God's most common commands in the Bible is do not fear. In Joshua 1:9, he tells that to Joshua, and he tells it to everyone from Abraham in the Old Testament to Zechariah in the New Testament. He tells this command to Isaac, to Jacob, to Hagar, to Rachel, to Moses, to Gideon, to Elijah, to David, to Solomon, to Isaiah, to Jeremiah, to Ezekiel, to Daniel, to Peter, to Paul, to Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Man, all throughout Scripture, they faced fear, and all of them were commanded by God not to be afraid. So again, the question is not whether you're going to be afraid. The question is, what are you going to do with that fear? When we're afraid, we probably choose one of three ways to respond. One is to live with fear. Two is to run from fear. Or three is to face up to fear with faith. Jesus wants us to face up to our fear with faith. Here's what he says in John 14, verse 27. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." So this is a gift from Jesus himself. He says, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." And so today, instead of questioning your faith and believing your fear, let's flip that around. Let's believe our faith today and question our fear.